No one would have guessed that Barbara Tang would have a heart attack. She wasn't overweight, she didn't smoke, but she also didn't exercise.
And in 2004, when the week after I turned 49, when I was on a business trip in Chicago, I had a major heart attack.
And that changed her life. She now exercises daily, monitors her heart health, and speaks at events held by Sister to Sister, a heart health program for women. Susan Gurley, the organization's director, says the message is urgent.
Heart disease is 82% preventable, and it is the leading cause of death for women.
It's also a leading cause of death for men. The World Health Organization reports that more people die each year from heart disease than from any other cause. WHO says more than 60% of deaths from cardiovascular disease take place in low and middle-income countries, and it says the heart disease pandemic is on the rise. Dr. Patrice Devine-Nickens is with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. She says the key to staying healthy is knowing your numbers.
Your weight, your blood cholesterol, sugar, and your blood pressure are important numbers that can help you take action and reduce risks.
She says a healthy lifestyle can prevent heart disease.
And the steps to take are simple. Don't smoke, maintain a healthy weight, exercise, and simply know your numbers and talk with your physician and control these risks.
African Americans are at a higher than average risk for heart disease and stroke, according to Dr. Michelle McGee.
There's a very high prevalence of uncontrolled hypertension and also unrecognized hypertension, so people who don't even know they have it, which certainly increases the risk for heart disease and stroke.
In the nation's capital, MedStar Washington Hospital Center is trying to reach this population, like at this opening of an outreach program at a Washington barber shop. Neighborhood barbers develop relationships with their clients. With the right training, they can play an important role in community health, for example, helping these men monitor their blood pressure.
It's nice. It's real convenient.
These programs operate on the premise that if people realize they're at risk for heart disease, they'll make lifestyle changes, lose weight, exercise, eat the right foods, and keep in touch with a doctor. Carol Pearson, VOA News.